Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
I talked to Aaron Russo. Friday night. Coming up in about 30 minutes, I'll tell you what he said. And he, of course, as you know, has resigned from his organization and turned that over to Gary Franchi, a great guy, and is fighting for his life right now. So we'll tell you about that. I want to break down the fraud of how they're selling total EU expansion and the destruction of England's sovereignty. Simultaneously, they're pushing for the end of the U.S. right now on the same timetable. We'll go into how they're trying that. I got a bunch of audio clips I want to go through and your phone calls. Let's continue with your calls. Mark in Atlanta, Georgia, you're on the air.
God bless, bro.
How you doing?
Forever in our prayers. And in case anyone wants to get to me, doyouloveJesus.org, letter U. One thing I want to clarify. I understand your anger at what they're doing to us. We need to remember the words in James 2, man's anger does not bring about the righteous life that God desires, and Matthew 5. Verse 42, love your enemies and pray for those who persecute you. We need to be tough love with people in terms of we need to be honest that they're on their way to hell. A few things
but
I want to say.
There's also a time to live, a time to die, a time to reap.
Amen.
A time to sow. I mean, didn't Jesus get mad and beat the money changers with a whip?
That's what I mean by tough love, bro. All right, things right quick. One, I'd appreciate if you could produce a new kind of DVD for you, a PDF DVD. That basically, it's like my neighbor across the street. I try to explain these things to him. He doesn't get it. And I'd like to be able to have a resource where I can print out, here's the documents, because some people, if I point out to you, they'll dismiss it because they'll claim that you're just making this up. And I'm like, you know, if we could get...
Well, then they can go to a FEMA camp. I mean, people...
Amen, bro! You're preaching to the choir on that one. You know, like I said, I'd just like to suggest that if you could prepare a... I don't have volumes of documents on this. I'd appreciate if you could prepare a PDF DVD, a portable document format DVD that basically shares with us, you know, where we can...
Here's the problem. Here's the problem. I got home pretty early last night. I only worked till 2 a.m., and I just can't do anymore. Thanks for the call. And we don't have the capital. We don't have the funds to hire the people we need or to train them or to do it. This is kind of a specialized work. And I get thousands of emails a week telling me, well, the new thing I need to do, or I need to do this, I need to do that. Folks, I need you to write this stuff up in article format for us. And then I need people to even, I guess, get the email to get it posted. But a lot of it gets posted at JonesReport.com. And, you know, I need the financial support so I can even do all this stuff. Now, we did have a listener, a great guy, who created martiallaw911.info. martiallaw911.info. Where without asking, he went and created a website that would have cost about $10,000 to have made and staffed and built. Money we don't have. And this great fella, of course I was so busy when he came to town from Michigan, he called and said, will you come have dinner with me? And I said no. I mean, I hate having to do that because I was working. I don't think that alienated him. He's just, I mean, this is the type of great people. I'm literally working that hard, folks. I mean, this is not a joke. I mean, it's like a mini vacation when I get to go have an hour and a half meal at a restaurant. And I just want you to know that's why we don't do the best job here. That's why stuff's sometimes kind of haphazard. You know, held together with baling wire and... I don't even know what to say anymore. It's just, I don't even know what story I was telling there or what I was getting into. It's just that martiallaw911.info has every single article and document in that three-hour film there with the time code, where it arrives, where it shows up. There it is. You want it, you got it. Online for you. Better than a disc. Waiting for you. So we need you guys to help us spread the word about stuff we have done. That was a gift from that gentleman to you.
Black Berkey purification elements are more powerful than any gravity filter element on the market. These awesome elements are used in Berkey purification systems, and they can also be used to upgrade most other gravity filtration systems. They can purify raw, untreated water by removing pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, trihalomethanes, and chemicals such as chlorine, atrazine, styrene, and MTBE. These elements also reduce unwanted heavy metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum. Unbelievably, they even remove small microparticulate from water like food coloring particles. Yet, they leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. Moreover, because they are recleanable, Black Berkey elements are more economical than the standard disposable elements, providing fresh, pure water for less than 2 cents per gallon.
Get a two-pack for only $99 or a four-pack for only $188 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
It's here after a year in production and traveling to distant lands. My new film, Terror Storm, is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
I need to get my feet in shape for summer, but every time I get a pedicure, my feet look great. For a while, anyway. Then I have to go right back again because they get dry so quickly.
Listen, haven't you heard about Calex ointment? I use it regularly on my heels and they stay looking great. And my feet feel as good as they look.
What's the name again? Wait, I'm getting my pen out.
It's Calex. C-A-L-L-E-X.
What makes Calex ointment so different?
It's got these natural enzymes that quickly exfoliate dry, cracked feet and leave your feet feeling soft and smooth, just like a baby's bottom.
For soft, silky feet that look great in sandals, use enzyme-rich moisturizing Calex ointment. It's diabetic-friendly and found in the foot care section of Walgreens, Long's, Snyder's Drug, Bilo, Car Drug, HEB grocery stores, medicine shop pharmacies, and Rite Aid.
Hey, there's a drugstore. I'll be right back. I'm getting some Calex.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
All right, I'm going to continue going through your calls, and I will get into the EU, American Union, Nexus, key information, how they're selling it on both fronts, what the movements are camouflaged behind, attacks on Ron Paul by the neocons saying he's not a conservative. Man, that is just a bunch of Trotskyites saying that. It's so hilarious. But Americans don't know what a Trotskyite is, so you can't explain it to them. Let's go ahead and talk to Luis in South Carolina. You're on the air.
Hey, Alex. How you doing?
Good. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex. I called last week. I was the person I was telling you I'm from Colombia, South America.
Yes, sir. And you were asking how the New World Order is controlling Colombia.
Right, right. And, well, just before I say that, I just want to say that as a naturalized American citizen, I just want to tell all the people that it just makes me very sick to see my Hispanic brothers and sisters out being puppeted by this government, out marching and asking for amnesty. I think it's very sick because they don't know what they're really being involved in.
Well, we can't really blame them. They're not alone in being conned and manipulated. It's why the New World Order keeps winning. And, yes, the globalists are going to use Latin American populations who would be great members of the society if they could be brought in slow enough to not drive down wages and if they could, you know, join the melting pot. But instead, the globalists, most Latin Americans aren't really that big anti-U.S. compared to Mexico. Mexico has the history of having two wars with the U.S.
Right.
And then the Germans, of course, World War One and World War Two had Mexico attack the U.S., which they like to keep very quiet because they know Americans would really wake up then. And Germany, of course, had Maximilian and several kings, emperors. They called themselves emperors that ran Mexico. And so people, Americans don't know the history. The Mexicans don't know the history. And it's very sophisticated what's happening.
That is true. Now, Alex, this question that I was wanting to ask you last week, but I didn't get to. I heard Michael Rupert one time in a speech speaking about concerning about an attack in Colombia from the U.S., some sort of attack. I guess maybe...
Yeah, he was right. There are more than 10,000 U.S. troops in any one time and hundreds of deaths a year that are classified, but it's even come out in mainstream news. It's leaked. And there is ongoing wars going on against the FARC and their coca production facilities.
Right, and so I was wondering if maybe... If because I know that Hugo Chavez, the thing here, is also being they're demonizing him as well, and so I'm wondering if something happens with Venezuela, I'm wondering also if Colombia, more than likely at that time, would be involved too.
Well, Colombia, they've got people they like in power, not completely, but better for the New World Order than Hugo Chavez, as you know. But certainly, they're always looking to further overthrow nations and set up death squads and grab the private property for the oil companies and the coca production facilities. I mean, as a naturalized Colombian, now becoming an American, you probably know more about it than I do, though I have studied it in some detail. Why don't you give us your inside view on it?
Well, I mean, basically, from what I understand, is the way the guerrilla warfare was formed over there was pretty much it started from humble farmers that really were against the corrupt government that was being formed over there back in the 40s and the 50s and pretty much as it evolved throughout the years, it started getting corrupt from humble beginnings, coming against the government, not just because of their corrupt deeds of what was taking place. But now, it's become a total war. They just go in and just shooting up towns, and they're infiltrating the cities now. And as a matter of fact, they've tried to assassinate the president about 10 times now. But I wasn't sure because I was opened up to the New World Order just a few months ago, and I wasn't sure. That's why I wanted to ask how Colombia played a big role in the New World Order.
Well, listen, I appreciate your call. Let me try to break that down. And again, I've read 3 or 4 books about the situation in Colombia, and I've had a lot of top experts guest on for CIA, DEA to talk about what they witnessed down there. And it's caused, but I still don't claim to be an expert. I mean, I'd have to read 50 books on it. That's why you can't be an expert on everything, folks. The world's too complex, too big, too much happening. Trying to know everything about just the food, the restaurants to eat at in your city is more than a full-time job for one person. I mean, that's my analogy of you can't know everything. But I know this. The globalists decided to have a false bipolar geopolitical system over 100 years ago. They would have communism, which would be the controlled steam valve to the revolting populations against the oligarchs and the robber barons, which you can prove, historical fact. The communists hate that we can prove this, but it's a fact. Chase Manhattan, Citibank, the Bank of England, funding the communists to again, control that revolution. And there have been, I guess, a few organic true communist rebellions here and there, but they never take off. Like the communists in southern Mexico could be one group you could call truly organic. But in the final equation, Stalin, all Mao, all government-backed. And again, the CIA now admits they put Mao into power. Not the nationalist, Chiang Kai-shek. So put that in your pipe and smoke it, communists. The kind of, as you'd call them, bourgeoisie liberals running around thinking it's, living in their million-dollar houses, all trendy, talking about wearing commie shirts. I mean, when I see your red star, it's like a swastika. It's very offensive to me, and I want to knock you upside the head. But, again, they're masters at controlling the opposition, just like they control the liberals and the conservatives here. And the FARC are really bad news. It's human nature. And they rule by a lot of terror. And, of course, their excuse is, well, in Colombia, the right wing went around with death squads killing people, so we've got to be ruthless, too. And once that cycle starts, there's no end to it. So both sides are bad. But I know this, there wouldn't be all that bloodshed and wouldn't be as many problems if Americans didn't snort and smoke cocaine. By the way, there have been big new developments in the Brown case. I wasn't even sure if I was going to have anybody on about this today because I wanted to let this get fleshed out and let Randy work on things. But I guess we need to go ahead and call Randy and get him set up for about 30 minutes from now. They are going to be supposedly having a press conference out there. And there have been some new developments. WMUR New Hampshire Television 9, where the local city council is calling for definitive action. They're calling for some type of, they want the feds to move in, basically. It says, in the meantime, Plainfield residents and officials, not servants, they're officials. See, look at the semantics. Said they are getting increasingly anxious about the situation. Selectman recently sent a letter to federal officials. See, the officials sent letters to the officials, stating that they believe the time has come for definitive action. The locals are putting their thumbs down like it's the gladiatorial event, like the Caesar going, in the box seats, going down with him, off with his head. We want to see some action. Want to see you go in there like this is the Soviet Union or Tiananmen Square. U.S. Marshals recently held a stakeout near the Browns property, and the letter expressed concern that no local officials knew about it, according to the Senator Peter Burling. I just want to say the Sullivan County Sheriff's Office knew nothing about the Plainfield Police Chief, who in the suburb had no warning at all. I don't believe that for 10 seconds. It does kind of make you worry because I'm sure how long they intend to have it go on, she said. Said Laura Ward and her daughter live near the Browns, and she said the ongoing situation has become stressful. Well, yeah, living in tyranny is stressful. Several supporters of the Browns are staying with them, and many have thought to be armed, officials said. Again, officials, not servants. Some residents said they hope that, however, it gets resolved, it happens soon. If you like celebrity, it's a good time to be in Plainfield, but most of us don't, said Craig Wedu. All right. We're going to get, I'll go ahead and call the Browns during the break and see how that press conference is coming up and see if that indeed is going to happen and work on that. Right now, let's go to Daniel who's calling from England first? Yeah, Daniel in London. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Yeah, hi, Alex. How are you doing?
Good.
Firstly, I just wanted to see if you've got anything set up yet. I'm a history graduate. I'm about your age, actually, but I've had some training in journalism as well, and I was hoping to sort of get on board and sort of do some articles, really.
Feel free to write them and send them to Watson at PrisonPlanet.com or Aaron at Infowars.com. I'm trying to get up a submissions at Infowars.com set up. My IT guy is in the house today, so I'm going to try to have that set up.
Yeah, good, yeah. I think it's marching on at a tremendous pace now, and it's really, you know, the parallels between what the Nazis were bringing in before the onset of World War II and what's happening in this country and yours are quite frightening, I think, really.
Yeah, they're publicly building giant empty camps and saying it's for the American people, and the president officially became a dictator. All the top law professors agree. I mean, it's happened. We're here.
Yeah, that's right. And I speak to my friends about it, and I think a lot of them just think I'm nuts until I actually show them the stuff, you know? And, I mean, I'm quite often getting to debate or argument with them because they think sort of Michael Moore's pretty radical, really, and they don't want to hear what's really going on, you know, and it worries me because I want to have a family one day, and I just think, well, I don't want to with the state of the world that's going.
You've got to have a family. You can never give up. I want to talk to you as a historian, your take on what's happening and some of those parallels, because when you have studied history, which is addictive, it is just off the charts. Daniel from London, stay there. I mean, we're not trying to scare you here, folks. We're just telling you the truth. Things are bad. I mean, it's off the charts. They're not playing games. It's the same signature we've seen when they're gearing up to kill people en masse.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you can have greater exposure to these chemicals by taking hot showers than when you drink the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate, and others are absorbed through the skin. The KDF shower filter is designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus in your shower. The media is non-toxic, environmentally sound, and is recyclable. The KDF shower filter will typically last 10,000 gallons or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF shower filter, normally $49, for our special price of only $35, a $14 savings. Call now to order at 1-888-803-4438. Order today and save $14 by calling 1-888-803-4438.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson, here for the 2007 Red Book. The commodity markets like gold, silver, copper, aluminum, and oil have exploded over the last year. This is a glaring testimonial of how quickly the U.S. dollar can be devalued. Many have turned to precious metals to provide a safe haven while increasing the potential profits. Though accumulating precious metals has been a proven method for the storage of wealth, it is important that you understand the market you are getting into. Midas Resources is offering the Red Book and Silver Dollar for only $27.95. The Red Book is the number one best-selling guide to gold and silver coins. Call for your copy today. It's 800-686-2237. If you've already accumulated or plan to get into the precious metals market, you simply must have the Red Book in your library. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonance. If the resonant frequency force making the glass vibrate is big enough, the size of the vibration will become so large that the glass shatters. Using a similar principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that diseased organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Simple step-by-step instructions using pictures are easy to follow. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. 1-866-885-6625. The disciples asked Jesus in Matthew 24, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, disease, and earthquakes in many places." We are living in this time of Earth's history. Many people are trying to understand the climactic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. 2 Peter says, "We have a more sure word of prophecy, and you do well if you take heed. But first know this, that no prophecy of the Scripture is of any private interpretation." The Bible says, "We'd like you to receive this new offer, Packet B, the Unholy Alliance." These materials document the global leaders, political and religious, behind the scenes. You will receive information regarding America and prophecy, tyrants and wars, the New World Order, and much more. As always, these materials are shipped to you at no charge. Please call 1-888-211-1715. That's 1-888-211-1715. And ask for Packet B.
The press conference from the Browns is going to happen next hour, and cell phones are up and down. We're going to either have Matt Zee, Randy Weaver, or one of them with a cell phone out there at the press conference so you can hear some of it. Got a lot of world news and other things covered, but we're going to definitely cover some of it. Again, no one had thought to have a press conference, so it was 101 with media to say that they should have a press conference. So they are. That's going to get the needed attention here so we can hopefully get some national attention on this so they don't turn it into some type of bloodbath. Attention tends to generally diffuse things. It could do the opposite. But the Browns want attention, so this is the way to do it. I got them on Coast to Coast AM last week, and I'm trying my best to get attention out there. Going back to Daniel in London, to study history, to study the Soviets, to study the Russians, even before that, to study the feudalism, to study the oppression, to see Blair openly announce that he was going to abolish the Magna Carta when he got elected, and to now see him announcing they want to start shutting down free speech and the alternative press, quote, conspiracy media, to see him saying, oh, it's a rights deal. I'm going to sign on for more rights. And then you read, and it's actually signing over the laws of England under EU control. And to see 5 million cameras in London, and now all the kids are going to be in DNA databases with no law. They're just doing it. And to see them arresting people for their speech. England is actually a few years ahead of the U.S., my God, we're really becoming Oceania here right out of 1984, Daniel.
Yeah, that's right. It's, and the thing is, people, I don't know, people seem to justify it over here because of the fear that, of, you know, that all the stuff you see in the media, on the TV and on the news, that, you know, they're fearful, and they think that it's a good thing to have all these sort of laws in place, but they don't really see the... you know, the other side of it, I guess, you know?
It sounds like V for Vendetta. I know why you did it. You were afraid.
Yeah, well, that's right, yeah. And it's, they prey on people's fear, don't they, insecurities. And
what did people say when Blair came out and said he wants to start regulating online media?
Yeah, well, I mean, I don't know. I mean, the people I spoke to haven't even really seen it. But, I mean, I've been trying to educate as many people as I can, really, because that's where I get all my news from. Generally, I don't watch the TV, and I mean, I haven't for some time, just because it's propaganda, really, what you're getting, or it's not balanced anyway, you know. But I mean, I don't know. I think we're really heading into. If they do that, then we're 1 foot closer to sort of.
Well, I'll tell you what was. Well, I agree. I'll tell you what was scary was that the media, mainline media, piled on and said, "Yes, regulate, shut them down."
Yeah,
well, that's because they're lapdogs and don't like the fact they're being shown up.
Yeah, that's right, and they're worried as well because people aren't using them as much as they were because they're not as trusted, are they? So it's in their interest as well to try and get rid of the free press and alternative media because it'll be in their best interest in a way, but
you know,
it won't
surprising.
Be in the long run, and that's the short-sightedness of it, really. You know,
I agree. You know what's surprising to me, though, is that the globalists are really trying to take over with the old-fashioned Red Terror / Nazi jackbooted system. And by the way, I've studied Hitler and Stalin. Stalin admired and loved Hitler and even used the same propaganda, same type uniforms, and was very upset and basically cried and flopped around because he hated everybody, but he admired Hitler because he was a big killer. They actually both admired each other. Very sick peers. My point is that I don't know what my point is anymore. It's just to see our government's trying the same stuff. I don't think it's going to work in the 21st century. I really think the elite is off their rocker.
Yeah, I think you're right. I mean, I've heard you mention it before on the show where they're using the, you know, a lot of the guys like Bush Senior and that, they're getting on a bit in age now, and they're trying to use things that would have worked in the 60s. But I mean, we're a lot more educated and switched on these days in those sort of things. And, you know, as soon as I saw that those sailors got captured in Iran, I thought, you know, they've given them the wrong map there before they even released that. I thought, they're trying to instigate that by doing something like that. Now,
and by the way, it turned out that's exactly what happened.
Yeah. And I thought, if Thatcher was in power or something like that, you know, the national feeling in this country, we'd have been ready to steam in there and you know, go to war with them. But, you know, people are a lot more switched on to it. So, although in one respect I'm fearful because they're powerful, I mean, I think people are a lot more switched on, and people like yourself and, you know, other people who are doing a lot of great work are educating people, and it's people are certainly waking up, and I think we can beat them. You know, I think we can nail them. I really do.
Well, I know this, my brother, Daniel, we don't have a choice.
No, that's
right.
I mean,
if they win, bare minimum, super third world police states, and I don't think that's the direction they're going. I mean, the people running things really were the architects of Nazism and communism. They are the New World Order, and they killed 200 million last century. We've got to beat them. Thanks for the call.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
would all love to live in a world with clean air and water, a world in which our produce is grown naturally, without the use of pesticides and other harmful chemicals. But the truth is, we don't live in such a world. These toxins enter our bodies, and the organ in our body that works hard to eliminate these toxins is the liver, which is one of the most complex and important organs in the human body. With more than 500 vital functions, give your liver the helping hand it needs with Live 52, the world's best-selling all-natural liver support formula in over 76 countries. And it's backed by over 300 clinical trials and studies. Live 52 is the most researched herbal formula that helps neutralize toxins from food, water, air, alcohol, and prescription medications. To order Live 52 and for the best source of researched herbal products, visit research-herbs.com or call 1-800-973-1482. That's research-herbs.com or call 1-800-973-1482 and tell them Alex Jones sent you.
Hello, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, the Nutramedical Report here on Genesis after Alex Jones 2 to 4 Monday to Friday. Develop the first line of defense kit to block pathogenic infective organisms to give you day-to-day protection as well as infection protection against biological and chemical weapons. Defense tabs block virus and bacterial entry into your tissues. Immunity blocks the tissues by improving your host defenses by increasing your enzyme activity by putting the minerals back into your enzymes and your cells to rejuvenate cellular function. The 3M masks are the best masks in the world at 99.67% of smoke and nanoparticles. All viruses and bacteria are blocked. Defense wipes will kill all the pathogenic viruses and bacteria on contact and are safe for you and your loved ones. So get a first line of defense kit and protect yourself from daily pathogens and from civil defense from biological, chemical, and toxic weapons. Call us at 888-212-8871 or order securely at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or call us at 888-212-8871. Stay well and protect your loved ones today.
Are you lacking energy on a daily basis? Do you feel tired all the time? Then it's time for you to try ACT, the healthy energy drink. ACT helps your body with a natural blend of fruit extracts, herbs, and vitamins to deliver healthy cellular energy. ACT contains no caffeine, 4 grams of sugar, and only 22 calories per serving. ACT works within minutes, lasts for hours. ACT is the healthy, feel-good energy drink. Enjoy big savings by ordering ACT wholesale from your own free website. Share your website with friends. Go to drinkact.com/buy direct. Join the ACT Buy Direct consumer movement for free and wholesale order your ACT energy drinks as often as you like. Go to drinkact.com/buy direct. Click on Join Now and become a free dealer wholesale member. That's drinkact.com/buy direct and click on Join Now and experience ACT, the healthy, feel-good energy drink today.
I've been trying to get attention to the ongoing standoff with the Brown family in New Hampshire outside Plainfield. And since Randy Weaver decided to go, I thought, why not call a press conference? They reported that there are close to a dozen TV trucks, radio stations, newspapers there. There were about a dozen throughout the day already. And I just talked to Ed Brown during the break. He said he had to go because more people were, quote, pouring into the gate and they needed to have security. The feds aren't going to do anything. I'm sure that's all the advisors there are telling them that. Have to have lots of security right now. No, that's when you don't need to have security is when the media is there. The feds aren't going to move in there when there's a bunch of TV trucks and people walking around and reporters that could get hurt. That is the exact opposite time. I'd say it's a 99.9% chance, maybe one in a thousand, that the feds would move in while they are there. So we'll see what happens with the press conference. We'll carry a little bit of it, and obviously it'll be out on the web later. You'll be able to see videotape of it. But, I mean, really it isn't even about the news issue for us. You, the listeners, already know all about it. The reason this is important is because we're trying to stop we're trying to avert an armed standoff, an armed conflict, and now the locals are calling for the feds to, quote, end it and end it quickly, which could get police injured, could get public servants injured, and it could get citizens injured. And we don't want that to happen over a private tax or the private Federal Reserve, and that is a fact. Now, I do want to tell you about a fabulous sponsor, ladies and gentlemen, and that is Inner Food. Bad nutrition is a breeding ground for illness due to stress and anxiety, not to mention chemtrails. Ask yourself, what is your diet like? Processed foods and even good organics don't have the nutritional values that you need in today's world. Think about it. Have you forgotten that you are supposed to feel good and energetic all day long? And if not, you aren't getting the nutrition you need. Stop wishing you had more energy and focus and make it happen today with one simple phone call at 1-866-762-9238 or visit them on the web at enerfood.com. That's 1-866-762-9238 or enerfood.com. It is the best green food out there, and I eat it. I take it. I drink it every single day. Also, another great sponsor is eFoodsDirect.com, the J. Michael Stevens Group with Steve Shank, and they are the oldest and continual operating food company. They are the name. Check them out. They're the name, and I have got a year's supply of food from them. When I got Steve Shank as a sponsor of the J. Michael Stevens Company, he didn't even know I'd gotten food from him about 8 years ago, seven and a half, 8 years ago, which I still have. But it only lasts about 10 years, only 10 years. And you need to take control of your life. You need to empower yourselves. You need to be ready. Whether it's an earthquake, fires, depression. I mean, the depression, almost all the white-tailed deer, and I mean possums, raccoons, everything almost got killed. Where my dad's from in East Texas. Because even the, they were a middle-class ranching family. And they survived. My dad was told about it. He wasn't alive, and he was born in 1950. Eating deer and eating, you name it. I mean, they were cooking up possums, folks. And I remember sitting around, well, I'm already digressing. The point is that you need storable food. People can make fun of people eating possums, folks. That's, if you'll eat anything if you don't have the money to buy food. Then there wasn't even hardly food at the grocery stores. So you need to have a year's supply of food for each person in your family at least. And then it can last you 3 or 4 years kind of as a supplement to other food you can go out and get. Or if you want to be safe, get a 2-3 year supply for every person you've got. It is a lot less expensive than you think, and it's vital insurance that you can eat. 800-409-5633, 800-409-5633, or efoodsdirect.com. And before I get back into the news, I want to cover some news before I go back to your calls. Before we get into this press conference and other issues, I'm going to be having a showing of an hour of the 2-hour film Endgame because I want to get feedback. It's about what you'll be seeing doesn't have the latest music put on it, hadn't had all the graphics added, but it's a really good film. Endgame, the globalist plan for world government, the master plan, and their plan for mass extermination. You'll see the first hour of Endgame. Then I'll show 30 minutes of the new Terror Storm. And I'm going to give a speech and take your feedback on what's happening with the with Endgame, because that'll actually go into some of the final editing we're doing. So this is a double sneak peek of Terror Storm, Final Cut, and Endgame. A double sneak peek of half of Endgame and 25% of the new Terror Storm, all the new footage you'll see. But encapsulated in about a 30-minute chunk. And that's coming up this Thursday, 7 o'clock, at the Alamo Drafthouse, South Lamar, details at Infowars.com. By the way, you can start pre-ordering Terror Storm Special Edition. Now it's like 3 hours and 20 minutes long with the extras. Incredible film. We have it in stock. It's sitting there, a couple thousand of them out there on a pallet. Can't sell them till the middle of next month. I mean, can't ship them to you, but that's coming up pretty quick. Your orders will go out first because I have to wait till they go in stores nationwide before I can ship. That's my agreement with my great distributor, very badly, up in New York. So they're here. We have them available now, but we won't be shipping them until next month. So get your Terror Storm, you can call it Special Edition, Final Cut. It is the Final Cut, but it's really just a second edition. And it's available there right now at InfoWars.com or by calling 888-253-3139, 888-253-3139. We do have Randy Weaver with us, because I know the press conference is coming up, and that's going to be wild. Randy, you've got our studio number. I just want to make sure that you and Matt Kazizh are dialed in on your cell phones. You can put them in your top pocket. You can lay them on a bench. You can just make sure they're in front of you guys during the press conference or that media doesn't, you know, step on them or something. That way we need a couple feeds in case one goes down. We'll be able to carry the press conference over the cell phones there. But Randy, I'm told it is quite a mess there with a ton of media showing up. That's good news.
Yes, it is, Alex. I've been doing them one at a time for a couple hours, and I got tired, and I come inside to rest, waiting for this 2 o'clock one, and there's a gob of them I can talk to at one time. And I'm supposed to be on live with Diane Sawyer in the morning, I guess, so that's what I want, a live national on one of the regular channels, so it should be okay if I can keep my voice. And
well, you know, that was my whole point, was to have you show up, instantly get on the news so they couldn't put their spin on it, get live. And I was shocked when I was advised by all the expert patriots not to have a press conference. But I think I figured how this stuff works over the few years. I mean, that's a basic no-brainer. And so I'm glad, Randy, that you're doing the press conference.
I wish you were here doing it.
Well, no, I don't need the, you know, the attention. That's not why I'm there. I'm here to try.
I know that.
And I know that's why you're not there either.
Yes. I know that, Alex. I'm just joking with you.
Oh, I know.
I need some humor.
Well, the Browns told me about a dozen media earlier, and it looks like about a dozen now and more arriving.
Yes. Yeah, I'm supposed to be down there about 2 o'clock, and I'll set my phone out. I'll just leave it on, and it's probably getting low on battery. But if you say,
well, we'll do this.
Is it Mike Casey? You say Mike or
Matt?
I haven't met him yet, but I'm not outside. I'll go outside. I'll ask for him.
Yeah, he's Matt Kazizh. I keep calling him Mike Kazizh because I'm so flustered with so much going on. Yeah, do this, Randy. Turn your phone off then if it's low on battery, and then turn it on. Don't let the media distract you. Turn it on in T-minus 12 minutes from now. Okay, so about 5 till, turn it back on. The network will dial you. Just answer it, say, okay, we'll put it on hold. And then when the press conference starts at 2, we will join it live and carry it. Then we'll have Matt Kazizh. Has Matt Kazizh called in yet to get... Well, that's why he went out there for us. So he should be trying to call into the board, so we have a double feed there. And I asked Miss Brown to do it. Randy, just ask Miss Brown on that track phone to dial in. We'll call her, too. Just tell her the call's coming in 5 minutes till, and just to hold the phone, if she can, up in front of everybody so John can have phones to choose from. If one's cutting out or one goes down, we'll have a couple feeds.
Okay. I'll go down and tell them right now because we're getting close to time.
All right, if your phone's getting low, like I said, just turn it off. That'll give it a chance to rebuild some, and then just turn it on at 5 minutes till, sir.
Okay.
And Randy, again, I want to thank you because I know you don't like the spotlight, and this brings up painful memories. I know you're doing this because you're desperately trying to avert this. Did you hear the local TV station, and then I'll let you go, WMUR9, saying that the local city council is asking the feds to go ahead and go in and bring this to a quick definitive action. That is just a terrible a position and thing to be espousing. Can you give us your take on that?
Well, that's just sick. But I don't think it'll happen. I think the city council, they must be dumber than the feds.
Do you agree, though, that attention is positive, so they can't do this in the dark? We know the feds have been trying to keep it quiet. They must not want this to get attention.
Oh, hey, if they come in and wipe us out now, that, you know, there's enough out there now that people will figure it out pretty quick, I think.
Well, I'll tell you who the feds will be if they've infiltrated. It'll be whoever's ninnying around telling you guys what to do in the name of security. You guys are totally safe right now with all that media. If you want to identify the feds or their informants, it'll be whoever's ninnying trying to tell you guys what to do or telling you not to talk to media or telling you how to control the situation.
Yes. Okay.
All right, Randy, I'm going to let you go. We'll call you in 10 minutes.
Okay.
God bless you.
Thanks. Same to you, Alex.
Thank you, Randy Weaver. There he goes, right there. Now, again, things are so fluid, so live action, we have to do battle planning in the info war right here on air, live, as all of this is unfolding. Let me shift gears right now and get into the really big news, the news that affects our entire nation, our entire country right now. And let me, I've had so many new articles dropped in front of me. It's great. My producer just, his new stuff comes out, he drops it, but it's like different strata of news here in front of me. Where is my whole stack on the one world government? Blair. I'm sorry, I'm normally not like this, but stuff is just all crazy right now. I meant to get into how they passed the biggest gun control bill ever. I know I talked about it last week. I just can't get over this. I mean, that's in my stack. British body backs interspecies clones. That means cross species. Talk about the island of Dr. Maru. That's it. Here it is. Here is the section of the stack, about 2 inches down. Push for Blair as new EU president. Now, why are they doing that? Well, a week ago, it was headlines like revealed secret meeting where French president offered Blair EU president's job in exchange for handing over England to Europe. Here's another one. Brown's first great test will be, will he veto Blair's parting act of EU treachery? Those are both out of the Daily Mail. Here's another one out of the Express. Opponents of EU treaty accused of being terrorists. It actually says that. Okay, so let's just go back. A week ago, it was the normal thing. Just like they say amnesty is an amnesty. Bush isn't going to sign campaign finance reform, but he does. There is no new gun bill till they pass it. Oh, yeah, we passed it. It does exist. There's no North American Union. It's that same military tactic of saying there is no assault. Nothing is happening. Everything is wonderful. Okay? Now, so first off, the lesson here is a week ago they said there is no plan for EU expansion. Blair is not planning to sign on to this. He hasn't had meetings with Barroso and with the new French leader. Everything's fine. Then you've got to look at what the media then announced on Friday. Okay, Blair is going to sign an executive order as prime minister, merging and bringing England under EU laws and the EU Criminal Code of Justice. And then they build it with another layer of lies as, and I've got the headlines here, just type Tony Blair. Type into Google. There's a bunch of stories on this. Type into Google if you want to see this for yourself. Tony Blair. Give the exact headlines I've been seeing. Tony Blair pushes for new rights. New human rights law. You'll get different variants. Now, the average person hears that goes, oh, that sounds great. Then you read what it does. All it does is mean the British courts are under the EU, which doesn't have due process or juries, and can arrest you for your speech, which Blair is also calling for. See, here's Blair who claims, oh, I want to give you all these new rights. Then you read it, and it takes your rights, takes your sovereignty. And he's going to be getting the EU chairmanship in exchange for this. Incredible. So first they say it doesn't exist, then they admit it exists, and he comes out and says he's doing it, and then they simultaneously say anybody who isn't for it is a terrorist. And it gets rid of the control that the British government has where it has left. It, by the way, what Blair is signing on to was already rejected in 2005 by France, by Belgium, and a bunch of other countries, an EU expansion, which would have taken the last vestiges of sovereignty from those nations, was roundly rejected and imploded. What did Berlusconi and Barroso and the rest of them do? They just came right out and said, we don't care, we're going to order the bureaucracy to implement. So Blair's signing on to something that Europe has rejected. You understand that? Now, every time people complain, they then simultaneously say it doesn't exist. Just like I've got Town Hall and Human Events saying that the North American Union doesn't exist when some of their own writers are writing about how it exists. That's like the State Department saying China's killing people for their organs. I mean, it's in USA Today. They advertise it. It's like saying Disney World doesn't exist. And then the State Department simultaneously says it doesn't exist in another area. I mean, it's just lying at levels never before seen. England is falling right now by that criminal. And all these conservatives are going, it's okay, Gordon Brown will save us. We got a clip of Gordon Brown saying he wants to destroy national sovereignty and bring in the New World Order. Out of the fire into the ninth circle of hell. We'll be back. Stay with us.
Year after a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film Terror Storm is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you can have greater exposure to these chemicals by taking hot showers than when you drink the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate and others are absorbed through the skin. The KDF shower filter is designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus in your shower. The media is non-toxic, environmentally sound, and is recyclable. The KDF shower filter will typically last 10,000 gallons or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF shower filter, normally $49, for our special price of only $35, a $14 savings. Call now to order at 1-888-803-4438. Order today and save $14 by calling 1-888-803-4438.
Hello friends, Alex Jones here. I want you to imagine waking up one morning to find out you've been burglarized. An intruder has taken your personal possessions. Credit card numbers, social security cards, banking information, and more, all in the hands of a total stranger. What's worse is, you realize he got it through your front door because you left it unlocked. Every time you walk away from your computer, leaving your internet connection on, you are virtually inviting hackers, criminals, and Big Brother to access your personal information. Put a stop to this right now with the Net7 Network Security Switch from Net7 Technologies. Turn your internet on and off with one simple switch. There's no software to load, and it's so easy to install. Right now, you can order your Net7 Security Switch from Net7 Technologies for only $39.95. For a limited time, receive free shipping with your order. Visit net7tech.com. That's net, the number 7, tech.com, and start protecting yourself today.
Gentlemen, we're back live here. Now, understand, ladies and gentlemen, that just to boil it down simply, and then I'll go through all the facts. Tony Blair has been unable in 7-8 years as prime minister to bring the British people under the rule of the European Union completely. Though Britain in 1949 signed the Treaty of London, creating the embryonic phase of the EU with Winston Churchill running it. So make no mistake, the elite in London are the ones destroying Europe's sovereignty, but the British people are somewhat independent and nationalistic. Once they were fiercely, just like Americans, no longer. And so they're not going along with giving up their pound, the strongest currency in the world. They're not ready to do this. And Blair has brought up EU merger at more than 6 times to a vote. It's failed each time. Now, by executive fiat, he is just issuing an order, which, of course, is unlawful, but now the bureaucracies follow. Just like in the U.S., where they secretly, 2 years ago, in March of 2005, at Baylor, well, they met there and then drove out to his ranch and signed it there. Paul Martin of Canada, Fox of Mexico, and Bush of the U.S., he's still president, they're not, signed the deal in secret. That agreement is still secret, but memorandums from it are public, thanks to 4-year documents, and it is the North American Union, the end of our country, continent-wide taxation grids, carbon taxes, continent-wide toll roads, NAFTA superhighways, you know the story. But it's the same thing. They can't get the legislatures to do it. They can't get the Congress to do it. They can't even get the Canadian Parliament to do it, or the Mexican Congress. So the executives just merge it by fiat, which is what Blair's doing with England into the EU. And see, that's what these things do. That's what empires do. They grow. First it's an EU. Then it's a North American Union. They keep them quiet that it's already a union. They start merging those. Remember 2 months ago? They had Merkel and Barroso of the EU here, and they announced, oh, we've signed a partnership, we're merging economic integration, military integration, regulatory integration. We're ordering all the heads of the agencies to work in this intercontinental committee. They're just doing it, just like they passed gun control last week. Biggest gun control act, now going to the Senate, looks like they're going to pass it, Bush is going to sign it. Biggest gun control, huge federalization, huge control. And the average person doesn't even know. You see, so much is happening right now. It's all coming down to the wire right now, today, in a big way. And it's absolutely despicable to see this happening. And then I look at Town Hall and the conservative case against Ron Paul, and it's he believes in the imaginary North American Union conspiracy and spreads the lies. He doesn't support our great leader, the conservative George Bush. And folks, people read that and they believe it. They think, oh, there's no NAU. Alex is making it up. Lou Dobbs, Ron Paul, they're just crazy. When we have thousands of pages, I mean, I've actually scanned through thousands of pages, folks. It's so horrible. Every page is so horrible that you can't even describe it. We'll come back, get into a bunch of other news, cut into that press conference once it starts. Stay with me.
If you would like a copy of this show, come to GCNLive.com and reserve it today. Or call toll-free 877-300-7645.
Hello.